You're listening to SBS News.
The fourth annual global report on food crisis highlights countries across Africa will be the worst affected amid the coronavirus pandemic. Other countries such as Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and Venezuela have also been deemed most at risk by the report. Even prior to the COVID-19 pandemic hitting the region, parts of Africa were already experiencing extreme food shortages from drought and the worst locust infestations seen for decades. Executive Director of the World Food Programme, David Beasley, says action needs to be taken immediately.
If we don't prepare and act now to secure access, avoid funding shortfalls and disruptions to trade, we could be facing multiple famines of biblical proportions within a short few months. The actions that we take will determine our success or failure in building sustainable food systems as the basis of stable and peaceful societies. The truth is, we do not have time on our side, so let's act wisely and let's act fast.
South Sudan has only reported 4 cases of the coronavirus. But limited testing means it's impossible to know the true extent of the spread. The nation of 11 million people has only 5 ventilators. The South Sudan country director for the WFP, Matthew Hollingworth, says an outbreak in a country already juggling several crises would be catastrophic.
Last year, we had to feed 5 million people due to fighting and flooding. Already in 2020, we've had locust invasions, and now there is the COVID-19 pandemic.
It is estimated that more than half of South Sudan's population will require food aid this year. For many, food drops are a vital lifeline. However, with governments and aid organizations imposing restrictions to curb the spread of the virus, the most vulnerable are becoming even harder to reach. With just over 24,600 cases, the coronavirus has been slow to reach the continent. The global lockdowns are threatening the trading networks many in Africa rely on for survival. Sub-Saharan countries, including South Sudan, imported over 40 million tons of cereals from around the globe in 2018 to fill gaps in local food production. Mr. Beasley says the virus will propel the world closer to a hunger pandemic.
There are a further 135 million people facing crisis levels of hunger or worse. That means 135 million people on Earth are marching toward the brink of starvation. But now the World Food Program analysis shows also, due to the coronavirus, that an additional 130 million people could be pushed to the brink of starvation by the end of 2020. That's a total of 265 million people.
The African continent experienced a surge in virus cases last week, recording an increase of 50%. South Africa has the highest number of confirmed infections in the region, at over 3,400, but that is partly because of an increase in testing. Dr. Bandile Masuka, a member of the Gauteng Executive Council responsible for health, says testing is a significant part of defeating the virus.
That we won't get to a point where we are satisfied with the testing. We still have to test more people, particularly those who are at high risk, those who are most vulnerable, before we start to do general testing. And also we have to be able to get into a point where we are able to, all the known contacts should be tested and we should know their results.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has also announced a large-scale economic support package along with a boost to the healthcare system, including additional field hospitals, staff and ventilators. However, health experts are concerned about chronic shortages across the rest of the continent. African health expert Ernest Starkor says preventative measures are key in ensuring the continent can survive the coronavirus pandemic.
The very aggressive lockdown measures which are necessary to protect and save lives. It does cause complications, though, because we know we have lots of vulnerable populations in terms of poverty and food and water and things like that. But it's a very, very tricky balancing act that leaders will have to walk to maximally preserve lives while at the same time making sure that their populations are well catered for.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.